right, let's get this show on the road. It's Friday. Happy weekend, friends. January 22nd, it's here. We started out the show by talking the new coaching hire for the Eagles. They finally did it. Can you believe it? And he's Italian, which makes us very happy here in Philly. Well, down south, at least. Hunting was brought up by me, and John had a story to go with it. I was tantalized by some parlay magic that happened in the past week. Hopefully I can replicate it to a certain extent, although I'm not putting $1,000 down on a 11-team parlay or whatever the ridiculous number was. You'll hear about that in here. We had another What the Hell Is That sound to decipher. The birthday boy, Steve Perry, was featured in Song Stories. Steve and I got sad, as football is fleeting. And speaking of the game, a lot of football news today. Jason Mertedis back with his football picks for the conference championships this weekend. And comedian Robert Kelly is emerging from his winter slumber to perform at Soul Joel's in Royersford this weekend. He called us up for an angsty chat. Have a listen. It's all in here for you right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Tomorrow morning, the low overnight down here, Dave, is going to be 24. Up by you, it's got to be at least 20 or 18. And then morning temperatures tomorrow are going to be in the teens.
That's all right. I'm not hunting. I don't care.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. All right. I don't have a doe tag.
As a matter of fact, I got a big hunting story for you later this morning. Oh, yeah. You'll like that. All right. Well, and speaking of hunting, it seems the hunt is over here in Philadelphia. We got a Goomba who is going to be.
Right.
How do you say his name? Sirianni?
Sirianni.
All right.
Everyone in South Philly will finally pronounce a Philadelphia coach's name correctly.
It seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
I mean, nobody does.
Right.
Nobody
Frank does. Reich does, and that's all they... That,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, Frank Reich gave him, a great recommendation.
Give him that mojo.
He was with Kansas City at one time, and he was with...
I'm not even sure. Telling me.
Any relation to Andy?
There's always
a relation to Andy, it seems.
No. Other than they worked with him at one time, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. I can't remember. It's a California team. It's not the Niners.
Chargers.
So it's either the Chargers or the Rams. One of the two of them, right? Although he was the offensive coordinator in Indianapolis, but didn't call the plays.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, Andy calls the plays in Kansas City.
Uh huh.
Before Andy got here, when he was the quarterbacks coach in Green Bay, Mike Holmgren called the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Doug called the plays in like the fourth quarter for the Chiefs.
We'll see what happens.
We'll wait for it.
Supposedly he's great with quarterbacks.
Okay.
We need that.
That's great. Now we only had a GM that was great at finding talent.
That would be perfect.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
The hunting story for you.
Oh, yeah.
There's a brand new hunting season opening. Right. And you may want to travel to Oklahoma. A member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives, Justin Humphrey, has just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season.
Oh, good. I'm all over that. I got my shotgun ready.
And it's not a joke. He wants the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees.
This is going to result in a human being slain.
Yeah, some hairy guy.
Yep. Some fat Italian dude.
Is going to get shot in Oklahoma. Italians don't go to Oklahoma. All right. If the bill passes, it would take effect November 1st. Humphreys comes from a region of southeast Oklahoma that is known for its Bigfoot sightings.
Uh-huh.
It even holds an annual Bigfoot festival. So what better way to celebrate Bigfoot than to kill him?
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
Hey, Parlay Boy.
Yes.
Check out this guy.
Earlier this week,
ambitious gambler put down $1,079 on a five-game parlay.
Okay, that ain't me.
All right, okay. All right, Cleveland Cavaliers plus a 140, plus 475. In the second half against the Nets, all right? Oh. Dallas Mavericks, minus one in the second half against the Pacers.
Okay.
All right, then he took Sam Houston State, plus 150 over Abilene Christian, Illinois State, plus 330 over Bradley.
We got huge underdogs.
All right, and Washington, plus 600 over Colorado.
Oh, my God.
He hits on it.
What?
All five bets come in. walks away with $750,000.
Oh, my God.
Right.
How
awesome.
Do you pick that many underdogs and risk $1,000?
All right.
Something just came up the other day. It showed up yesterday because they 11-leg parlay, Sixers Celtics the other night.
Uh-huh.
Person put down $250, won $103,000.
Wow.
Hit all 11 legs in the same game parlay.
Did I mention we have $500 coming up
yes.
at 8 o'clock this morning?
Don't have to risk anything.
A big bucks contest.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
I think it's time. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It's time for an exciting round of...
What the hell is that?
Yes, it's time for What the Hell Is That? And this is a music What the Hell Is That?
All right.
And the question is, who, what the hell is this singer? You might recognize the song as Stairway to Heaven. They're good, but not really.
I wouldn't have gone good.
Well, I mean, I think there's some great vocal range there. They're improvising.
What's happening?
Their improvising is terrible. So the question at hand...
What the hell is that?
Can you figure out who or what is singing by calling us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK? Do you have any idea?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, because I know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to guess Carole Baskin.
Carole Baskin.
That's where I'm leaning.
All right.
No.
It is not Carole Baskin. Mm. All right. Who do you think it is? 215-263-WMGK. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. So, John, what the hell was that?
I think it's a parrot.
You think it's a parrot? Any other guesses?
No, because I saw the video.
I sniffed you right out.
So then you don't think it's a parrot. You know it's a parrot.
I know it's a parrot.
You have to admit, for a parrot, it's pretty damn good.
I have to agree.
All right.
I think he's a pretty close run for a plant replacement if it happened.
Something tells me plant sounds like that when he's warming up.
I can see it. I buy it.
Have yourself a great morning, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
Later on this morning, Cindy, I'm not sure if you were here for him the last time he was on. He's been on with us a bunch of times. Robert Kelly, Bobby Kelly, is a comedian who's going to be at Soul Joel's this weekend, right? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
One show, 7:30.
Correct.
All right. Cool. And last year around this time, I don't know, you guys remember what happened last year around this time when he called in?
No.
But he had been snow tubing with his kid.
Oh yes.
All right, and he busted ribs. Well, we asked him what happened, Cindy, and this was the outcome.
But here's the problem with snow tubing: it's up a mountain. It's still going down a mountain, just in a tube. And when Six Flags has a sign that says, "If you're not this tall, you can't ride the ride,"
right?
Because you'll die. At the bottom of a mountain, they should have a scale that says if you weigh over 280, you'll become a rocket.
So how did you break your ribs?
I did 900 miles an hour on a tube down a mountain. And then I tried to stop myself, but it rained the night before. So it wasn't even snow tubing. It was an Olympic food. So I put my feet down doing 900. Then I started spinning around 500 miles an hour in the other direction. And then at the bottom, everything they had to stop me, I just blew past. And then my tube hit dirt, and that's when my tube was like, you know what? This is as far as I go, sir. I am going to shoot you out of me right now. and I went into the air, and it was like there was one big balloon, the last thing that saves you from dying and going into the street. And I was going to hit it and maybe be saved, but I'm so heavy that gravity just sucked me to the ground, and I broke both of my ribs.
Oh,
and it
God.
Was funny. Because I'm lying there just, you know, when you get the wind knocked out of you.
Yes.
You're like, eh. And this 14-year-old kid at work there walked up to me and he goes, "Sir, are you all right?" And I go, "No." And he just took the tube from me. And then another guy came and he's like, "We're going to call you an ambulance." I was like, "Please, let's not do it in front of my kid." So I go, "There's a house right over there. Can we just go behind the house?" And in hindsight, I didn't realize that it looks worse to my kid seeing me go behind a house with another man. Like, is dad at it again? Well, somebody's got to pay for this trip, son.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Citadel. At Citadel Credit Union, we're building strength together. It's Steve Perry's birthday today. We learned a lot about Steve Perry yesterday with Agree or Disagree. But a lot of people don't realize that there was a time where Steve Perry wasn't in Journey and somebody else was. They had done a couple of albums, and in 1977, Robert Fleischman, who lasted only about 6 months as Journey's singer, all right, was replaced by Steve Perry. Steve immediately went into the studio with the band to record what was their fourth studio album, which included this cut, which is Wheel in the Sky, which actually was co-written by Fleischman.
Wheel in the Sky was a song I came in and sang that they had already written for the Infinity record. That was one that I just jumped in the driver's seat and sang. My voice has changed, though, since then. I'm not belittling the way I sounded then, but it was, you know, "Winter is here again, oh Lord." It was like that, which is great. But now I think I got some balls on that voice. If I can say that on the radio.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Jason Martinez is going to be joining us at 7:40. Conference championship picks coming up at, at that time.
12 quarters of football left.
12 quarters of football. Wow. Wow. That's,
I'm getting misty.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to miss it.
And what do you think about the new coach?
He's a visor guy, shockingly.
Really?
I know that's going to shock you.
He's a visor.
He wears a visor.
Right.
Lori obviously has a type.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Jim Lori must have a type.
Chip Kelly, Doug.
You wear a hat, you wear a visor. Okay, visor.
Oh, you're in.
Job.
You got hired.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He's being brought to us by Park's mobile app and the sportsbook at Freehold Raceway in Freehold, New Jersey. He must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jason Martinez is here. Good morning, sir.
Speaking of short, I know Steve was thinking it, so I'll just say it, Steve.
Thank you. Beat me to it.
I got to tell you, Jason, last week I was telling these guys during the week that last weekend was probably the best football watching weekend I have ever experienced. It was just four spectacular games. The Bills game was a little boring, but the rest of them were truly spectacular. And this weekend, you know, these are going to be great games.
I think you're teed up with two awesome games this weekend. Four teams are. This is so compelling. What's going to happen this weekend? You're right. It's less games, and there's a sadness to that, I think.
Yes, there is. Right. Well, these two are counting quarters already.
Yeah, 12 left.
Only 12 quarters left.
Yeah, so. I know that feeling. And you're that's the Super Bowl, too. You're depressed at the end of it. But I think you got some great football this weekend and some great entertainment on tap on Sunday.
All right. Well, 3:05 is the first game. It's the Buccaneers and the Packers. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. What you thinking here?
Everybody loves the Packers in this game, and look, rightfully so. They're playing in Green Bay, and there's a massive home field advantage. But let's not forget Tom Brady's got 32 playoff wins in his career, mm-hmm. twice as many as the next closest QB in NFL history. I think that this is a Tampa Bay game. I really do. I think Brady gets the job done. His team has been, the Tampa Bay's been sensational. He's got weapons. And Brady, this is just the stage. And he's the greatest team sport athlete in the history of team sports. And it's not close anymore. I'll take Tom Brady to go to the Super Bowl.
Wow. You know, I thought you were going to say that you're taking the Buccaneers to cover. You're taking the Buccaneers to win.
Yeah, I mean, I love them with the 3 points. I do. But I like them with the plus 155 money line. I think there's tremendous value there. When you're putting a plus 155 money line on Tom Brady, that's a good bet.
There's possible snow showers on Sunday at Lambeau.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
And Tom Brady doesn't care.
Yeah, well, he has snow experience. He's from New England.
He didn't grow up.
The rest of the guys don't. All right, well, there's the NFC Championship. Moving on to the AFC Championship, it's the Bills and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I really want to pick Buffalo because it's fun. I want to see their fans throw people through tables and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bills Mafia, but I can't get there. Three straight AFC Championship games for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Andy Reid's, by the way, he's going to the Hall of Fame in the front door. Even though the Bills have won 8 straight games, including the playoffs, the second longest streak in their franchise history, I just can't see them getting it done here. I want to play the Bills, but I can't make the case. I got to go with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right. So with the Buccaneers and the Packers, you're taking the Buccaneers. With the Bills and the Chiefs, you're taking the Chiefs. Are you at Parks tomorrow starting at noon?
I am going to be at Parks, yes. Right. My 5'7" frame will be there. I will be short, but I will be fun.
Well, thank you so much. Actually, we won't talk to you next week. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
I'm off for the bye week between the Super Bowl.
You're right. Well, you have to do all that press.
Right? Super Bowl Radio Row. Here I come.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch!
MGK.
He will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow night for one show at 7:30. Tickets are available through sjpcomedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the lovely Robert Kelly. Hey, Bobby.
Hi, pal. How are you?
I am good. How are you, fella?
I am fantastic. Everything is awesome. It could be worse. We're all in this together.
Look, you're getting out of the house. You're getting to do a show, right? You know, you're getting away from your wife and kid, right? You know, really, really, it's gotten that bad, huh? Okay.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I've been home for weeks. Listen to me. Well, you're not supposed to be around your family this much. It's just not. Listen, kids go to school. The reason why kids go to school from first to sixth grade is so you don't kill them. It's so that you don't get to the edge. Listen, I had a father, stepfather, used to punch me, beat me. He kicked me down a flight of stairs when I was
second
grade because I was late.
Wow.
I have a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I don't hit my kid. I just understand him a little better now. You know what I'm saying? I understand him a little better now. I just get it. I don't condone it. It is nuts. It's just nuts. It's nuts. And yes, I'm glad I'm getting away. We're doing Soul Joe's under a tent. You know, that's good for a fat comic to be under a tent.
Hey, it's heated.
Yeah, it's heated. So, so isn't the big top for the elephants.
Wait a second. You lost like 40 pounds, didn't you?
Yes, I lost 40 pounds, but then Christmas came.
I see.
All right. And then, dude, I'm such an addict. I really am an addict. I went to bed one night. I had to take my socks off. because my feet were swollen.
Uh-huh.
And then I pushed my thumb into my ankle, and the imprint stayed. That's how fat I was at Christmas time. But yeah, life is just, no, let's be honest. All comics are negative. Let's be honest. Let's just be happy. Look, I can't eat any chocolates. I can't have sweets. I have to have vegetables and some type of meat every day. No rice, no pizza, no breads, no cereals, no crackers, no nothing. I don't have sex anymore. It's okay. You don't need sex. You don't need to live. You don't have to have fun things in life. I mean, appreciate what you got, right? I mean, I'm bald. I haven't seen my shadrooli in around 3 years. When I take a shower, I have to look in the mirror to see what it's doing down there. No, I hurt my shoulder wiping my butt. This is great. Listen to me. Life is awesome. I got to be grateful for what I have, okay?
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yes. Don't kill myself. Don't buy rope. No razor blades. Don't go near any bridges. And yes, that's what I did for New Year's. It's a nightmare out there. It's a nightmare. I had my mask fell off. You can judge who voted for who by the way they wear their masks, which is hilarious to me now. Yeah, it's nuts. People have, like, the guy with, you know, it's off his nose. That guy's the best. I love that guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, look, when you're having sex, do you snip the top of the rubber before you put it on? I mean, wear it or don't wear it. I need to know who you voted for so we can have a conversation or not, okay? Where I had a lady, she goes, she knitted her own mask. She goes, I made this myself. I really wanted to just take it off and stuff it down her throat.
She knitted
Listen, Etsy, moron. That's not the point of the...
I love the people with the mask below their nose because obviously COVID can only get in through your mouth.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You get out of the car, walk to the front of the restaurant. At the restaurant door, you put the mask on. You walk from the door to the table, and then as soon as you get to the table, you can take your mask off. I don't talk from the door to the table. I don't even open my mouth. And then I get to sit down and just eat. Have you seen me eat? I'm like an otter. There's spit flying everywhere.
And all the none food's on his sense. Stomach.
It does, exactly. It does, none of it makes sense, brother. None of this makes sense. I don't know what's happening, but I know we have a show under a tent Saturday night, which, you know, in heat, I'm excited to get out of the house. I'm excited to... And, you know, this guy, Joel, really, I mean, he stepped up. He was a very smart guy, stepped up and made, what is it? How do you pronounce Roersburg?
Roersford.
Pennsylvania is like the capital of comedy right now, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is amazing the people he's been bringing in. I mean, you know, and we're happy that you're going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've done it in the summer when it was the beach. Now I'm going to do the tent. I just can't wait to be outside and not in sitting inside washing up Schitt's Creek again with my wife. You want to watch another episode? Yeah, sure. Let's put this on for another.
Well, Bobby, I think the tent is heated. I don't know about the stage, but the high on the high tomorrow is 32.
Oh, perfect. That's great. Well, that's good. That's good for a pre-diabetic.
Bobby, you still do a lot of shows with a lot of other comics. Who's handling lockdown life surprisingly well in the comedy scene?
I'll tell you who. All the rich comics.
Uh-huh.
they have the best pep talks. Hey, yeah, come on. We're all in it together. We're all in the same storm. No, it's the same storm, but way different boats. It's infuriating me, the pep talks that these millionaire comics are giving people on Twitter. Shut your face. Stop giving advice and go pet your exotic pet that you bought for half a million dollars, okay? Go take care of whatever monkey is in the backyard or llama you're talking to. Yeah, it's not fun, and I can't stand listening to these people. Because here's the problem, okay? Rich comics with all the money, right? This doesn't affect them. They're just staying home, dilly-dallying around their offices, looking at their awards on the wall, you know, looking at, you know, all the times they did Letterman or, you know, the Tonight Show with their cue card, you know. And then you got the poor comics who weren't making any money, right? Mm-hmm. They're making more money off of the unemployment than they made doing shows. I mean, they're doing better now than they were when they were gigging. It's the middle guys like me and most of us who are dying on a vine. Like a grape in Arizona. It's nuts.
So. Hey, Bobby, what is this about Rich Voss being a lord now?
Okay, listen to me. Okay, he's trying to fill a hole, okay? I mean, if crack couldn't fill it. You understand? Yeah, Voss, I guess you can buy it online. You can buy a foot by a foot of property in Scotland, and that makes you a lord. But he bought 5 feet. One for him and 3 for his daughters and 1 for his wife. So he has 5 feet of property in Scotland. If he does die, it's perfect if they want to bury him.
Right? It's enough room for a barrel. That's it.
He can wear one of his dumb hats. it's just nuts. It's nuts.
What's this about a dog getting into your house? Are you sure it's not an animal that Maximus brought home?
No. Listen, check this out. I got the Ring floodlights all over my house.
Right.
Look, God bless her. Especially now, everybody's trying to find some type of animal to keep them company during this crap, right?
Okay.
This girl, she's walking around with this pit bull around my neighborhood, and this thing is, just getting away all the time. So one day I said to her, I said, why don't you bring your dog? I have a dog. I have a, same size almost. Let him in the yard with my dog, and they'll run around. Oh, so nice. And I was like, oh, and they ran around, and they tucked themselves up. This dog, fell in love with my dog. So all of a sudden, I'm in my shed, and my cam goes off. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I go out. I walk to my door. This dog ran away from her. She's like 5 blocks away, by the way.
Okay.
Ran away from the house, came all the way back to my house. Now, my dog and this dog in tandem worked together to open the door. So she was pushing the doorknob down, and he was pushing. Let himself into my house to get some. I go into the house, and he's just on her, and she liked it. She let him in.
Sofa or bed?
It was the beanbag chair. I swear to God. They were on the beanbag chair, and he was just going at it. I'm like, listen, buddy, those tubes are tied. You don't want nothing to do with that, right?
Robert Kelly, tomorrow night at Soul Joe's Comedy Club, one show at 7:30.
Oh, here's my wife. What?
Classic rock.
You need my driver's license? Sorry. Oh, God. Why, were you buying something? Oh, my God, she wants my license. All right, I'm on the radio, Well, I'm literally doing a show right now.
You speak to Lady Kelly nicer, Lord Kelly.
I'm getting it, honey. Whatever you need. I love you so much. I'm so glad that we got to spend this last year together. Oh, boy, please take me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.